Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM, and you're listening to Issues in Focus. Did you know that November is National Adoption Month? The 22nd is National Adoption Day. That's what we're talking about. And joining us today is Sharon Ford, Dr. Sharon Ford. She is the Director of Foster Care and Adoption for Focus on the Family. Dr. Ford, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Well, first off, can you explain, for those of us who are unsure, the difference between foster care and adoption?
Yes, Todd. The difference between foster care and adoption is simple. Children enter foster care for the need for protection, and foster care is temporary. Children are supposed to go back home when they can do so safely. On the other hand, adoption is that state government hasn't been able to reunite those children with their birth families. And so adoption is an opportunity for those children to have another family, a permanent family that will hopefully raise them and love them and be their forever family.
Yeah, that's great. When we hear that there are, this is something that I read recently, 50,000 kids legally available for adoption, these kids are in a foster care system, right?
That is correct. The court has terminated the parental rights of the parents, and so those children are lingering in foster care with government being their family. They're waiting for God's family for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So is a child made available for adoption when the birth parents decide that they can no longer support the child, or how does that work?
Well, there's a little nuance to that.
Yeah.
Families are given an opportunity to work a treatment plan to help get them stable and healthy so that their children can leave the foster care system and come back home to them. Sometimes families work that treatment plan and do everything they're supposed to do, and their kids go back home. But when the family cannot successfully meet that goal of those treatment plans, sometimes the family says, you know what, I can't do it, I'm not willing to do it, and they walk away.
Yeah.
Other times, it's the court that says, you're not making the progress. These children don't deserve to continue to wait while you do whatever you're doing, family.
Yeah.
And so the court severs the parental rights so that those children have another chance of being with the family.
We hear a lot about the waiting time for families who see a child that they want to take home with them. Can you describe the adoption process and typically how long that takes?
So families who are that God has put upon their heart to be a forever family for a child, there is that waiting period where they have to get licensed and approved to be an adoptive family. They have to go through training. They have to go through an orientation. They'll go through a home assessment where a social worker or a case manager will come and physically visit their home, interview them and everyone who's living in the home.
Yeah.
There's going to be a background check of all those individuals. That takes time.
Yeah.
And so that's about a 9-month process.
Wow.
And then once they've been approved to welcome a child home, they have say in what's the age of the child who they want to welcome home.
Mm.
What kinds of behaviors do they think that they are equipped to handle of a child? And so to have that waiting period is really important.
Yeah.
It's an educational time, but it's necessary.
Here's something, too. Of course, as believers, we know that adoption is one of the solutions to the question of abortion. Could you give a response to someone who may be listening and contemplating that option, or maybe someone is in a conversation with someone right now considering abortion and looking for that argument for adoption?
You know, I always remind our listeners here at Focus on the Family that if a young woman is contemplating an abortion, she needs a listening ear. And she also needs someone who will pray for her.
Yeah.
And so pray that she will hear the voice of God. Pray that she'll make the choice for life.
Mm.
Pray that she, if she can't parent, that she'll make an adoption plan for that little one. Mm.
Finally, where would you lead listeners to who are looking for more information about adoption and maybe starting that process?
I'd welcome people to attend our Wait No More website by going to waitnomore.org. waitnomore.org. That's Focus on the Family's foster care and adoption website. waitnomore.org.
We've been talking with Dr. Sharon Ford. She's Director of Foster Care and Adoption for Focus on the Family. Thank you so much, Dr. Ford, for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd, for having me.
My name is Todd Christopher, and thank you for listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.